They never did call us mom or ma'am or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Even they called my grandmother Miss Nettie.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her name was Nettie, Nettie May. Nettie May. Mm-hmm. They called her Miss Nettie.
And in school, did you teach about the Civil War? How did you refer to it? The war between the states, the Civil War, or how did you?
But both ways.
Both ways?
Both ways.
And just interchangeably, or?
In what?
Just interchangeably, or, I mean, I'm interested in...
Well, I was leaned a lot towards the South, of course, because I was a Confederate. But when I taught in Scott County, I would drive by a place that they never had moved the brick. And I said, why are those, what's those brick doing there? Scott was agricultural high school out from Forest, and it was at Hop, and Forest was county seat. And we'd pass between Hop and Forest, we'd pass this place with all that pile of brick. And I'd say, what, and I wasn't but 18. I said, what's that pile of brick? That was a college, and Sherman destroyed it. That's Sherman's raid. Well, I went to Vicksburg, and all the monuments that were in Vicksburg nearly were Northern Yankees. Mm-hmm. Northern people. We had no money to put up monuments. And there is, on the southern battlefield, a memorial to all of the northern generals. Nearly. You go to Shiloh, same way. Those that gave their life at Shiloh, Johnson and all those. There's an old tree that Johnson lay under. They had it encircled with wire, not screen wire, but fence wire. All the way up to keep the old tree from falling down. Well, he fell under. And in the little cemetery where the little stones were, only one southerner, and that was a little drummer boy. All the rest were northern soldiers. And then a trench down in a little hollow. 400 or 500 Confederates were buried and covered up, boots and all. And even the boots stuck out from some of the dirt. And all it is a battlefield of Yankees. Mm-hmm. And I had a deep resentment about it for a while. I had a deep resentment. I didn't think that they had a right to come down here and put great big fine monuments and things like that on the South. I had a deep, and the only person that ever brought about any harm, and it was L.Q.C. Lamar, when they treated us, carpetbagger, scalawags. That's what they call them, scalawags and carpetbaggers.
I understand why there's resentment.
They came down here and the Negroes raped our white women, and yet we had to take it all. We had nothing. And Gone with the Wind hit it pretty well for Atlanta, mm-hmm. by Margaret Mitchum. And she got another award the day before yesterday.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I heard it on television. I didn't hear exactly what it was.
What I was getting at with the question is,